Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
The Chicago Cubs play here.
Carlos Gonzalez drives one in the air, deep left field. This ball's back to the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Carlos Gonzalez, first home run as a Chicago Cub.
This is Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score.
Top of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October.
Jonah Carey.
Hey, great to see you.
You too. I don't know who you are, but it's great to see you.
The Opener Podcast.
He's thrown his pillow, he's thrown his nightcap, and Yuppie's been thrown out of the ball game.
Tim Raines, enthusiast.
Tim Raines, yeah! Welcome to the Hall of Fame. Tim was rock solid playing.
Is that right?
Jonah Carey with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight on another Friday. I'm Connor. Mark Grody is in for Dan. Friday at 11 means just one thing. It's time to talk baseball with Jonah Carey. Jonah, first and foremost, my man, we're going to talk baseball. We'll take a lot of Cubs. We're going to talk a lot of White Sox. But I know you're a Raptors fan and a Canadian first. That was some impressive stuff. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I would describe myself as a casual Raptors fan, but I think when all of Canada is kind of behind one team, you tend to jump on board. It was really cool. And the thing that's really interesting, too, is, and I don't know if this is like a Chicago-St. Louis team, I don't know how the Blackhawks fans felt about the Blues winning, but here in Montreal, there's this perception that, well, you know, the two cities hate each other. They're big economic rivals. A lot of Montrealers moved to Toronto. The sports teams have been rivals. And I think that kind of got dashed forever, that the younger generation has decided this isn't a thing, because all of downtown Montreal was celebrating along with Toronto, so that was pretty cool to see.
We were not happy with the Blues winning.
No, not happy at all. Jonah, I think the only thing that could unite the fan bases of the Blues and Blackhawks is like an alien invasion or something, like an existential threat. Like, I think that's what it would have to be. Hey, let me ask you, there have been a lot of conversations from Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer and also executive VP Theo Epstein about the potential return of Ben Zobrist to the Cubs lineup at some point this season. It seemed unthinkable just a couple of weeks ago that this would work itself out this way, but it seems to. I wonder what you know from a national perspective and how those two things, Craig Kimbrell's contract and him, are tied together or not, as they've been talking.
Yeah, I mean, the first part, who can really know unless you're involved in the personal off-field stuff that's going on with the Zobrists, so that's hard to say. As far as the salary refund, yeah, I would assume that would get refunded back to the refund, so it wouldn't necessarily be freed up salary if Zobrist is on the field, obviously, so that's something they'll have to address, and it creates a sticky situation, because here's the dirty little secret, and I'm a Zobrist fan, I have been for many years. Ben Zobrist is probably not the best option that they have at this point. I think I'd rather have David Bodie out there every day, considering the way that he's been hitting. He's a pretty good ball player. He's younger. He offers more upside. Zobrist is a useful player. I'm not saying you wouldn't want him on your roster, but for the salary that he's due, and considering the Kimbrel situation, it creates a sticky sort of thing. Now, they're not. I don't think they're going to screw the guy over. I think one way or another, they'll figure it out. But I think the end result here is that the Ricketts family might have to open their pockets a little wider, because I think they might end up paying both of them.
Jonah, there's another dirty little secret in Major League Baseball these days, and that is that the ball is juiced. Last night, John Lester hit up and given up bombs to Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy, and David Freese in what was ultimately a Dodgers 7-3 win over the Cubs. And Lester kind of alluded to it in somewhat of a snarky way that the ball is juiced and those are shots that should not have necessarily gone over the wall. My question to you is, everybody has talked about it. I'm sure you've talked about it. Real baseball people discuss it. Why is it okay that the ball is juiced and there's not further investigations about it? Like I said, it's like a dirty little fun secret that everybody talks about and winks, but this is real to pitchers. Why isn't there further investigation about it?
Because the league is, they're the ones responsible for it. I mean, let's go down the rabbit hole a little bit, but if systemically every ball in baseball is juiced, how the heck did that happen? Was it a rogue actor? Was it Sammy Sosa metaphorically corking every single bat in Major League Baseball except it's balls instead? Of course not. It's a league. So what investigation are you going to do on yourself? You know, that's sort of where we're at with that. So,
but isn't it sort of baseball cheating on their players then? Isn't it Major League Baseball cheating on starting pitchers in Major League Baseball? And, yeah, you can't cork bats, you can't scuff the baseball, but Major League Baseball, they could cheat on their own pitchers apparently.
Well, the thing is that it's, you know, here's how it was described, right? So Rob Manfred got asked about this point blank when kind of the first round of ball juicing occurred, if you will, a couple years ago. And what he said was there's a normal range. And this is within the normal range. But it's like saying that Jose Altuve and Aaron Judge are both within the normal range of heights for baseball players. Technically, that's true. But Aaron Judge is a very, very different size than Jose Altuve. But we're okay with the ball being Aaron Judge size in this case, you know, if we're going to stretch it a little bit here. So that's really where we're at. It's a cop-out answer, but it really has to do with, you know, commissioner and the rest of baseball saying we want to try ways to stimulate interest in the game, and this is one of the ways that we're going to do it. I don't think there's anything more complicated than that.
Talking Cubs and White Sox and MLB with Jonah Carey. Follow him on Twitter at Jonah Carey. Sportsnet and the Opener podcast are his gigs. This hour brought to you by Continental Autosports. Searching for the pre-owned exotic of your dreams? Search Continental Autosports for the Continental difference. Jonah, a lot of conversation has gone on about the Cubs' home record versus their road record. Do you find anything meaningful in a full-season home-road split or performance? Is that enough to really find out whether there was something going on, or do you just need more than that?
It's one piece of information that I would look at among many. I mean, let's say that the Cubs go to the playoffs and they're playing the Dodgers, as a for instance, and the Cubs are playing at Dodger Stadium. I would look at that to some extent, but I would also look at the type of curveball that I'm going to face that day from Rich Hill. I would look at what the weather's going to be. I would look at the health of the Cubs roster. I would look at a whole bunch of different things. It can be somewhat predictive, but, you know, I think that it's minor compared to the other factors as well, just because handedness and defense and quality of opposition or whatever are going to take precedence. So on the margins, I'd look at it. I think the only team where you really, really go nuts about it is if you're the Colorado Rockies writers and you're trying to follow that team. And I lived in Denver for 6 years and witnessed it firsthand as well as in the numbers. It's not just a home-road split. It's not just a team hits well on the road and they don't, or rather at home, and they don't hit well on the road. It's that there's a double penalty on the road. They hit worse than you would expect based on normal splits. The OPS split is often like 200 points per season. That is cataclysmic. So I think if you get beyond the Rockies, you just, you know, kind of relegate it to relatively minor status, although one you can look at on the margins.
Is Cody Bellinger the best player in baseball? I mean, it's two home runs last night, both of them, as it turns out, against lefties. Is he the best player, you think?
Guys, I'm really sad to hear that Mike Trout died. I didn't know that. I'm so sorry. That's terrible.
Of course not.
Trout is the best player in baseball. You can't be good for 2.5 months and then supplant somebody else. It doesn't work that way. It was the same way with Kershaw with the best pitcher thing. It had to be taken from him, and eventually you could argue that it was Scherzer who took it, whoever you want to make the case for, but Kershaw ceased to be the best guy. But, you know, the equivalent of a long slump or a long hitting streak is not enough to supplant somebody. No way. Bellinger is playing very well. He's got a chance to be the MVP of the National League. He is not a better player than Mike Trout because he doesn't have the resume to suggest that we should call him a better player than Mike Trout.
So the White Sox have been far more entertaining, and especially over the last 2 or 3 weeks than some expected. I figured him to be as entertaining as this, but probably not hold a 33-34 record this late. If you look at the wild card standings, Jonah, which I know you do, and you're not telling anything you don't know, but there are a couple of games out, 2.5 from that last wild card spot. If I'm Rick Hahn, if I'm making decisions, I'm still trading assets to bring back other pieces to bolster future runs. Not a whole bunch of big-time pieces. I'm not moving anybody with big, big names, but Alex Colom is tradable to me. You know, James McCann might be tradable to me if the offer is right. I wonder what you're doing.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm not surprised. I do over-under picks every year, and although the White Sox were not at 85, they were at 74.5, I believe, I banged the over. I had the White Sox as, you know, I thought they would be better than that. I figured they'd be 500, maybe even a stitch better if things broke right. I didn't expect Lucas Giolito to turn into Bob Gibson, but, you know, here we are. And I think that creates some interesting scenarios, and it makes you ask those questions. You know, as far as McCann and Colomé go, I think those are two perfect examples, because Colomé is a relief pitcher, and I know that there's more emphasis on relief pitchers within the game, but what we should really be talking about is more emphasis on building a deep bullpen that can get outs rather than overemphasizing one guy, because the bottom line is every guy eventually breaks down. You know, even somebody like Kenley Jansen, who was the standard bearer in baseball, he's given up, I don't know, it's something like 17 home runs in his last 70 innings or something like that. Yeah, everybody eventually reaches the end of the road, and Colomé does not have that pedigree. He could turn into a pumpkin any day now. So, you know, that cutter is not always going to get guys out. So I think that's one. And McCann is just clearly playing over his head. But catcher is such a wasteland in baseball that there will be at least a team or two that will take a chance, that will say maybe this breakout is legitimate, we want to see more. I think where the rubber hits the road is what do you do with Jose Abreu? Because Jose Abreu is, you know, an all-star caliber performer, consistently very good, but maybe possibly not going to be part of the next winning White Sox team. I think he can be and will be, but if you want to make that argument, that's fine. That's where the tough decision comes in. I'm inclined to hold on Abreu, but if the team really didn't think that they were where they need to be, that's kind of the X factor, the wild card.
So it is Lucas Giolito pitching tonight against CC Sabathia. Giolito has a chance to become the first White Sox player to throw 7-plus scoreless innings in 3 straight starts. The first player since 2001, a guy named Mark Burley. Is this start against, because it is the Yankees and because of how potent they are offensively, is this kind of a more important start for Giolito in the proving ground? Because there is the fallback, the default that some people have that, well, he's done this against, you know, Kansas City and Cleveland, although he did have the shutout at Houston. Is this start more important for him because of the bright lights of the Yankees?
I think yes. I mean, I'm a huge Giolito fan. Outside of Chicagoans, I've got to be up there. I followed him last year, and even when he was struggling, I just thought, wow, he's got such cool stuff. He's got that, you know, heavy fastball. He's got the hammer, and he's got a change, and I wonder if things could work out for him. And now that it's working out, it's very exciting. But it has been against weak competition for the most part. The Houston start is terrific. But, you know, you play in the Central and you're just going to get a bunch, except for the Twins who are beasts, but you're going to get a bunch of cupcakes on your schedule, and he's been lucky in that respect. So I think that we do want to see a little bit more. And furthermore, by the way, they're playing this Yankees team is not the same thing as playing the Yankees with Stanton and Judge. But I think if we nitpick too much, we say, well, no Stanton, well, not this team. Well, I mean, look. You have to beat everybody who's on your schedule. You can't control who you pitch against. He happens to pitch in the Central. He happens to have gotten a good deal. That's fine. Let's see how it goes against the Yankees. But if he gives up 5 runs, I'm not necessarily discrediting the rest of his season.
If you bumped into Rick Hahn at like a Tim Hortons up there and you guys just got to chatting or whatever, and he's like, hey, you know what? Next season I got a bunch of pitchers that I've got to work into the rotation, and I got to do it kind of slowly. They're all going to be rookies. It's going to be Dylan Cease, and then I got Kopech coming back at some point. Rodon might be back in there. We got to work a bunch of guys into the rotation. What should I look out for? What would you tell him?
I'd want more innings than that. I mean, I'd look out for, you know, not overusing guys. I think that, and that's something that other teams are facing now, too. You look at the San Diego Padres, I think, is an example of what the White Sox could be facing. They just sent their exciting right-hander Chris Paddock down to the minors to A-ball. And basically what they're doing is they're having him rest. He's not going to pitch, and they're going to limit his innings. It happens that it stomps on his service time, too, so be it. That's how it goes. But, you know, in this day and age, I think teams are very cognizant of that stuff. And if you have somebody who's only thrown, you know, 125 innings at any professional level, to say, okay, you know what, you're going to be our guy, you're going to pitch for the season, and if things break right, you're a number two starter in the postseason too, that's 220 innings. It's just inconceivable. You can't do that. So I think that's why you look for more arms. You know, to be quite frank, I thought that the White Sox would have been, you know, maybe not the leading candidate, but an interesting candidate for Dallas Keuchel for that reason. That even though they have Cease in the waiting in the wings, and even though they have Kopech, and, you know, these guys will, Cease is this year, Kopech will probably be next year, that you could make the case that just getting somebody who can eat innings and be a little bit better than average would have a lot of value. And I think that's what you're going to look for in the offseason. They're going to go out, and they're going to explore free agency. There's not a ton out there, but they'll look for somebody decent. You know, the same way the Texas signed Lance Lynn. I think that's the kind of thing you're looking for if you're the White Sox, is you don't lean on those young guys because they can get good collectively, but you can't expect, you know, 5 200-inning guys if you've got somebody, one guy coming back from this and one guy coming back from TJ, and this guy's never thrown in the big leagues, and this guy's done this. You have to have some sort of backdrop, because let's say the White Sox do get good, the worst thing in the world you want is, oh, wow, the White Sox are in first place, or the White Sox are a game out. You know what? Dylan Cease and Carlos Rodon and Michael Kopech, we're going to send you to Siberia for 4 weeks because we need to rest you. I would not want to see that.
No, very tough to pitch in Siberia. The ball flies. Ian, one more on the Cubs before we let you go here. I'm looking at Ian Happ's numbers in Iowa, and they don't matter. Don't scout the stat line, but it's typically Ian Happ. It's a low average, it's a high on base, and it's a little bit of slugging, but not a whole hell of a lot. Do you figure him to be in conversations? Will teams call interested in Ian Happ when the Cubs try and add a veteran arm or a shutdown lefty or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's for a relief pitcher, I think that it's in play. I don't think you're going to get like a serious start or anything like that for Happ. Maybe he's this the secondary or tertiary piece in a trade. But he's, you know, somebody you take a chance on. I think if nothing else, he's got the available service time on his docket. Yep. He's versatile. We know he can play multiple positions. So I would certainly roll the dice on him and take a shot on him if I was another team. But if you're talking primary piece of a trade, I think that's relief pitcher territory.
Jonah, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy the warm glow of a Raptors championship, my friend.
Thank you, fellas.
You got it. Jonah Carey joins us every Friday at 11. U.S. Open coverage, by the way, brought to you by BMW Championship at Medina Country Club, August 13th through August 18th. Visit BMWChampionship.com. Checking the leaderboard here real quick before we get to Richard Deitch and talk about this Raptors title. Justin Rose leads at 6 under par. Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Louis Oosthuizen, they're all at 5 under and have a host at 4 under. Aaron Wise, Chesson Hadley, Matt Kuchar is there as well. Mark Grody is in for Dan Bernstein today. I'm Connor McKnight. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We'll get back to a little NBA conversation and exactly what this championship for the Raptors has done for the NBA in the country north of the border. Richard Deitch will join us on the other side of a quick timeout here on 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by NHTSA. Every year, children die from heat stroke in cars. If you see a child left unattended, call 911 immediately. With the NBA season now over, the various pundits and experts can turn their attention to what they really care about, speculating on free agency. I prefer to pause to praise the two teams who played the finals. Let's start with the team that lost, but please don't call them losers. The Golden State Warriors were beyond banged up, with Kevin Durant playing a total of one quarter, Klay Thompson getting hurt twice, and others missing key minutes. But they were literally a bounce of the ball away from forcing a Game 7 last night, Steph Curry's three-pointer rimming out. Kudos to them, and to the Toronto Raptors. To take anything away from their effort because of the Warriors' injuries is patently unfair. You play against who shows up, and the Warriors were still a massively tough out. The Raptors earned their title, period. I'm John Feinstein.
Hi, I'm Luis, a student at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. If you're looking at colleges, you have to check out our school. The Princeton Review calls UW-Milwaukee one of the best universities in the Midwest, and I agree. Our campus is in a beautiful Milwaukee neighborhood just 90 minutes from Chicago, and you'll be surprised at how affordable tuition is for Illinois students. Sign up for a tour now and get free tickets to Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. Check us out at uwm.edu/summervisit.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee. with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Get to Old Navy's Best of Summer sale now for the best summer styles at the best prices. Get $2 flip-flops, $4 tanks, $6 tees, and $8 dresses and shorts for the whole family. Summer styles are just $2, $4, $6, and $8. $2 flip-flops, $4 tanks, $6 tees, and $8 dresses and shorts. Can't wait to wear it? Buy online and pick up in-store for free. End soon at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/10 to 6/18. Excludes gift cards, today only, and two-day only deals. Store clearance, register lane items, and jewelry.
Hi, I'm Misty May Trainer. As a three-time gold medalist beach volleyball world champion, I had access to the world's best trainers and doctors. But now I'm retired, a busy mom of three, coach volleyball, and I want my legs to look as good as possible. So when I noticed the veins on my legs, I wanted the same world-class treatment I was used to.
So Misty May joined the over 1 million women and men who went to Vein Clinics of America. For over 35 years, the doctors at Vein Clinics of America have been the leading experts in the non-invasive treatment of vein disease. If you're experiencing tired, painful, tender legs, or have lost your confidence due to those embarrassing varicose and spider veins, you can get world-class treatment for your legs in Dallas-Fort Worth.
My experience with Vein Clinics of America was amazing. I got my legs back, and I'm ready to hit the beach again feeling confident.
Call Vein Clinics of America now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Most treatments are covered by insurance. Call 800-307-4200. 800-307-4200. That's 800-307-4200.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Metro by T-Mobile has the best deal in wireless. Switch to Metro and get two lines for just $80 with Amazon Prime included. All month, every month. Plus, now get two free Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones. Get the best deal in wireless today. Only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Eligible port required. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Okay, family, announcement. Our smart home is online.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, smart lights, smart fridge, smart thermostat. The smart speaker plays music or answers questions. Like this. Check it out. Question, what animals besides humans have chins?
Can't find home internet.
Super impressive, Dad.
Okay, hold on. Question, can you find the home internet?
Can't find home internet.
Smart house!
Your home is only as smart as your internet. Get fast, reliable internet with AT&T Fiber with speeds up to 300 megabits per second and DirecTV. Save when you bundle for $75 per month for 1 year after discounts with 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements. Limited availability may not be in your area. Check eligibility at att.com/fiber300. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing.
N6919, new residential customers includes internet 300 and select TV package. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. Requires auto pay combined and paperless bill. Prices higher in second year. Pay $80 per month until discount starts at 3 bills. Equipment lease, early termination, equipment non-return, taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Big Y, what's up, Doc?
Man.
How you feeling?
Just limping around, but I ain't got to play no more games.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm feeling good, baby. Here, man.
No,
you deserve it.
No MVP.
Man.
Oh, yeah, this is nice.
This is real nice, man.
Take a selfie, man.
And take your trophy.
Man, enjoy it, man. You deserve it, too. You're the most valuable
player tonight, man. Look at that.
You came out.
I had to make sure we... I'm going to hold that man trophy for you, man. I'm going to hold my trophy for you.
I was sure that I don't need it. I just want Larry O.B.
That's all that matters.
The journey, man. The journey.
It's Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry and Rachel Nichols in a little moment after the Raptors won their first title in franchise history. You heard Kawhi say it. I don't need it. I got the Larry O.B. I'm good to go. He's got himself a title. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Mark Grody is in for Dan. I'm Connor. We head to the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. On the hotline, we'd find Richard Deitch of the Fan 590 and Sportsnet Canada. Richard is joining us now. Richard, congratulations to the city on a title. Tell us what it was like and where you were when it all came down, man.
Yeah, first of all, there'll be nothing hot about this interview, given I'm working on 2 hours sleep. It's great to be with you guys. I certainly wasn't at Oracle. I watched the game from my home in Toronto, and then I live on the east side of town. That's not really going to mean anything to you guys in Chicago, but I went out to what is the main street where I live, and this is about 15, 20 minutes from downtown, from, you know, where Jurassic Park would be and all that. And where I was, 1 o'clock in the morning, cars all over the place honking, people waving flags, people out drinking, cheering. I mean, that was like one little slice of the larger story in the greater Toronto area and across Canada, where people were celebrating this and you know, just sort of taking it all in. It's a you got to keep in mind, at least in Toronto, they haven't won a major championship since '93 with the Blue Jays. The country is still a hockey country. And in this city, in Toronto, the Maple Leafs haven't won since 1967. The Raptors have their tortured history, basically, of being a good team, but, you know, every year running into LeBron James, who somehow destroyed their will and psyche. And so it's a big thing. I mean, it's a really massive thing in Toronto. It's a major, major event in Canada. You know, as an American in Canada, I'm sort of experiencing something unique. And there is something to... Canadians, I wouldn't call it an inferiority complex, but there is a little bit of like little brother to big brother in the States. And so winning an NBA championship and the first NBA title in Canada, really, like, I don't think it's an overstatement to say, like, it feels like that sports validation for a lot of fans up here. And so I can't overstate how big it is, because it really is big.
What did you think when you're watching the end of this game, when it gets a little bit convoluted? Toronto has basically won the thing, but then Mike Breen starts to go into the dramatic championship diatribe, and then they have to stop it, and then there's still free throws, and just kind of almost like, I mean, I'm sure it was great and Toronto doesn't care, but like, it was just like there's a little bit of anticlimax there towards the end with the broadcast.
Yeah, I'm thinking Kawhi's going to look great in a Clippers uniform, because, you know, I'm already fearing that moment when he leaves our fine city. No, it was, listen, a very, very weird ending to that game. If you're talking about sort of production and broadcast-wise, I'm a big Mike Breen fan. I think he is first rate. And when it comes to, like, broadcasters like Breen or, you know, Vern Lundquist or, you know, name whoever you think is sort of a top shelf A-level broadcaster, you know, you want them to have the moment of at least sort of calling the championship in a flow, even if it's a blowout. You know, you do get, generally speaking, you know, ball running down 19-18-17, you get to zero and you can sort of make a call. But that was so odd, between the tech, the timeout that didn't exist, even the rebound of Steph Curry 3. So yeah, it was very anticlimactic. And watching that game, and again, you know, I can only imagine what it was like for Raptors fans. You know, you're watching that game with 3.9 seconds left. Curry misses, so you feel like, you know, man, they finally won a championship. But then there's, you know, in real time, like another 5 to 10 minutes, it felt like, of play. So, yeah, very odd. You know, it was this odd, weird feeling, and then the players celebrated, not to mention – you know, you didn't celebrate on your home court. You celebrated on the road, and those road wins, even though I'm sure Raptors fans are psyched. It's different. I mean, I think you guys know that in Chicago. It just always feels a little bit different when you win on the road as opposed to winning at home. So you're exactly correct. That final stretch with Breen Van Gundy and Jackson was kind of an odd one for a championship. But you know what? It was kind of a very sorrowful series, given what happened to Durant, given Klay Thompson's ACL injury. You know what I mean? It was a very odd finals, given this larger context of what happened to two of the game's great players.
Yeah, it's really, talking with Richard Deitch here on the Bernstein and McKnight show about the NBA Finals last night, Raptors clinching their first title in franchise history. There are so many storylines in this series, and they are going to reverberate for months, perhaps even years. You mentioned Durant and Klay. You've got Kawhi's future. You have Masai Ujiri's future. You've even got, you know, cool storylines, local interest stuff like Fred VanVleet, Rockford's own. People poured out of their homes to watch, to form their own Jurassic Park in Rockford, to watch that dude hit some big-time shots. And I wonder which storyline, which one is going to matter most for NBA media, and which one might actually push forward the NBA's cause in Canada more than anything else?
Those are good questions. A couple questions there. So first off, let me just say Fred VanVleet is one of the great late round, second round picks that we've seen this decade. I've watched this guy all year. He has literally no fear. He is such a competent shooter. He plays so much bigger than he is. I remember him obviously at Wichita State. I don't remember him being this great and this clutch, but that guy will be beloved in Toronto no matter what happens. And quite frankly, I love the fact that Hubie Brown voted for him Finals MVP. I know there's a lot of people like, oh, Hubie Brown's a contrarian. He's just doing that for attention. Relax. The dude's 85 years old. He's had a better career than you. He doesn't need the attention. he truly believed Fred VanVleet was the Finals MVP. And I think it's a great argument that they're not winning that series without VanVleet, as great as Kawhi is. So that's some love for Rockford Zone. Secondly, to me, I think the biggest story that reverberates in the NBA has to be Durant, just because that was really that would have been the focal point in terms of where he went. I feel like all these other moves sort of follow him. You know, so if he goes to New York, let's say takes Kyrie with him. If he went to Brooklyn solo, if he took Kyrie with him, if he stayed in Golden State, you know what I mean? All these other free agent moves sort of, I feel like the reverberations come initially from Durant. In terms of Toronto, I think they will be a good team. They have obviously a lot of assets to play with in terms of like guys like Pascal Siakam. You guys mentioned Fred VanVleet, Lowry, Gasol come off the books. Serge Ibaka come off the books in a year. So if they blow it up or rebuild, they're going to have a ton of money to spend. But the major story, of course, is Kawhi Leonard. Because if he stays even for a year or two, it changes the entire shape of the franchise. I mean, they'll be finals contenders for the next 2 years minimum. If he stays 5 years, I think it could have a fundamental change in Canadian basketball, because you're going to have one of the glamour teams in the NBA in this country. If he leaves, the one thing I can tell you guys is people will certainly be disappointed, but this will never be a San Antonio situation. Kawhi Leonard will be beloved in Toronto for the rest of his life. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if, even if he played a year here, 15, 20, 30 years from now, they put a banner up for him in whatever arena they're playing at. Wow. Maybe not retire his number, but they would put some kind of banner. His the shot against Philadelphia is already on the side of Scotiabank Arena. You can walk by Scotiabank, and it's a mural on the side. Fans go up there and take photos of it. The guy will never be forgotten. Even if he's here for 1 year, he will be beloved in this city forever. But that's the big story, I think, for Canadian basketball, is what's Kawhi going to do? And then lastly, and this is sort of just goes sociologically, I think it's going to be a generational moment for basketball in Canada. You had so many kids between the ages of like 7 and 15, 7 and 18, who were watching this postseason run, who fell in love with this team. They're multi-generational, multi-ethnic. I think they're going to be basketball fans for the next 50 years. So I think it's a big moment in this country.
Did you get any indication whatsoever on, does Kawhi love it in Toronto? Do you think he's going to stay?
I mean, if I had to guess today, I think he's going to leave.
Okay.
You know, I hope to be wrong. And I think it's close. I think it's like a 51-49 thing. I think the Raptors have done everything possible to keep him here. He trusts the medical staff, and that's first and foremost the most important thing for Kawhi. They're a first-run organization who cares about winning. That's major, major prominent for Kawhi. I know he likes his teammates. Very close with Serge Ibaka. Become very, very tight with Lowry. I know he likes Van Vliet and Pascal. So all the things are there to bring this guy back. And obviously they can pay him the most money. But I think Kawhi Leonard wants to see what free agency is like. He's earned that given his age. And I think at the end, I think he's a California guy. That's where his family is. Mm-hmm. Riverside is home. I think he's always wanted to play in California. And I think that's going to be the draw. I do think winning the title helps the Raptors. I think it brings Kawhi a little bit closer. I think if you're a Toronto fan, the thing you should, in my opinion, again, I could be wrong, you know, the Howard Becks and Woj's know better than me. But I think your best case scenario would be for him to sign a short-term deal with an option, and then that gets him to like that 10-year mark where you know the guys can get like 35% of the salary cap in these major contracts. And you know, you make the guy a promise, like, listen, if we're not great in 2 years, you can go. We're going to blow it up, and we wish you the best. That's what I think they have to hope for. But you know, I think Kawhi has signaled for a long time that he wants to play in California. For Kawhi's sake, I hope he does look at the Clippers roster right now, and I hope he looks at the Raptors roster right now. And I think in terms of if you're looking to win next year, I don't think it's close. I think the Raptors are a championship team sitting there, and I think the Clippers still have to get that second guy along with Kawhi to really be the Western Conference favorite. But the guy's amazing. He's the closest thing I've seen to Jordan. He is not Michael Jordan, but he's the closest thing in terms of sort of the excellence and consistency game after game after game.
Richard, humility aside, as we let you go here, few know better on the media side of things than you. Can you confirm, or have you heard any about reports that ESPN's NBA Countdown may be changing up its look and the desk and its staff? What is one of the prime NBA shows going to do with their lineup here?
Yeah, so first off, credit Sports by Brooks, the website, put that out there first. From what I've heard, I don't think and he reported that essentially the whole set is sort of going to blow up except for Jalen Rose. I don't think they've made final decisions, but from what I'm hearing, I think there is a lot of smoke there in terms of some significant changes. I know they've been kicking around the idea of maybe the Jump or some version of the Jump becomes their pregame show. That would save them – maybe save is the wrong word. That would mean they wouldn't necessarily have to expend more money. You know, they'd already have the NBA talent that exists there. You know, I think Chauncey Billups and Paul Pierce can do things elsewhere at ESPN as opposed to Countdown. The one thing about that show is the only consistent thing about NBA Countdown is change. The only thing that show does every couple years is change its cast. And they cannot... It's interesting. How do I sort of phrase this? I think it's in their head so much that people love Inside the NBA that they're always sort of trying to tinker with Countdown, and I think the tinkering ends up hurting them because as a viewer, you never get used to who the cast is for an extended period of time. But I do think that I think let's put it this way. I don't think there's any way the four people you saw this year will be the four people or three people or five people you'll see next year.
Richard, appreciate it. Great stuff. Get some sleep and enjoy a championship for that city.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Richard Deitch of the Fan 590 and Sportsnet Canada, basking in the glow of very little sleep and a title. You know that well. You know that move well. Sleep after a title.
Absolutely. I mean, from obviously covering with the Cubs, but then even back to the Blackhawks and their title. I mean, back in their first title, I was doing morning updates for the Dunmully and Hanley show. So
right.
there was no sleep involved throughout a lot of that.
Did not sleep that day either. Lawrence Holmes is coming up in transition. We got something cool to tell you about that we are up to next week as well. Mark Grody's in for Dan. I'm Connor. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the first ever Kona, taking Chicagoland by storm.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
This Saturday only, Old Navy's famous flip-flops are $1. Plus, get free flip-flops when you spend $24 or more in-store or online. Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/15, solid color only, limit 10 in stores, 5 online, free offer valid before noon PST.
Hi, I'm Misty May Trainer. As a 3-time gold medalist beach volleyball world champion, I had access to the world's best trainers and doctors. But now I'm retired, a busy mom of 3, coach volleyball, and I want my legs to look as good as possible. So when I noticed the veins on my legs, I wanted the same world-class treatment I was used to.
So Misty May joined the over 1 million women and men who went to Vein Clinics of America. For over 35 years, the doctors at Vein Clinics of America have been the leading experts in the non-invasive treatment of vein disease. If you're experiencing tired, painful, tender legs, or have lost your confidence due to those embarrassing varicose and spider veins, you can get world-class treatment for your legs in Dallas-Fort Worth.
My experience with Vein Clinics of America was amazing. I got my legs back, and I'm ready to hit the beach again feeling confident.
Call Vein Clinics of America now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Most treatments are covered by insurance. Call 800-307-4200. 800-307-4200. That's 800-307-4200.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Metro by T-Mobile has the best deal in wireless. Switch to Metro and get 2 lines for just $80 with Amazon Prime included. All month, every month. Plus, now get 2 free Samsung Galaxy J7 Star phones. Get the best deal in wireless today. Only at Metro. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Eligible port required. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Okay, family, announcement. Our smart home is online.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, smart lights, smart fridge, smart thermostat. The smart speaker plays music or answers questions. Like this. Check it out. Question, what animals besides humans have chins?
Can't find home internet.
Super impressive, Dad.
Okay, hold on. Question, can you find the home internet?
Can't find home internet.
Ha ha! Smart house!
Your home is only as smart as your internet. Get fast, reliable internet with AT&T Fiber with speeds up to 300 megabits per second and DirecTV. Save when you bundle for $75 per month for 1 year after discounts with 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements. Limited availability may not be in your area. Check eligibility at att.com/fiber300. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing.
And 6919, new residential customers includes internet 300 and select TV package. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. Requires auto pay combined and paperless bill. Prices higher in second year. Pay $80 per month until discount starts at 3 bills. Equipment lease, early termination, equipment non return, taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
bottom of the hour, brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the number 17 Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. We have had a packed, packed show. What with the Cubs falling to the Dodgers late last night, 7-3. Awesome AB by Lurie Garcia, 5-4 win for the White Sox over the Yankees. There was that whole, you know, NBA championship thing for the Raptors that we spent a lot of time talking about, the future of the Warriors. And, you know, with Mark Grody in for Dan today, we got a little bit of time to talk Bears. What with David Montgomery signing his rookie deal, good news there. But we were talking in the office before we started doing this thing, and I wanted to give you a minute here. You mentioned that something Taylor Gabriel, Bears wide receiver, has been talking about really kind of raised your eyebrows some. Explain.
But just a little bit, yeah. I mean, Gabriel has been using some heavy words to describe the difference in the feel of the offense this year, just in the offseason, as compared to last year under Mitchell Trubisky, and saying that the difference is drastic, using that word on more than one occasion. He also used the word minimalized to describe what the offense was like last year. And what he meant by that is that I think he's saying that it didn't feel like they had the full, which they didn't. They didn't have the full playbook. They didn't have full freedom, a full feel for the offense. It wasn't the explosion that obviously a guy like Taylor Gabriel wants and needs for his skill set, because he is about speed and about the long ball. But it's interesting to hear these players speak in the terms that they have. Allen Robinson, similar, saying basically that they're years ahead this year of where they were last year. Wow. So, I mean, some of it might be hyperbole, maybe a little bit over the top. But when guys are all saying this individually and not together, that they're saying how different it all feels, it kind of gets you excited and makes you wonder what the offense might look like this year.
Well, definitely go Bears, right?
Go Bears.
Yeah, go Bears.
Yeah.
Tuesday, June 18th and Wednesday, June 19th, the Bernstein and McKnight Show will be out at Gallagher Way to celebrate the start of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. The whole score is going to be there from 9 until the first pitch at 7:05. I mean, come see Bernstein McKnight, but Lawrence will be there and everybody else too. And this is going to be fun. It's all brought to you by Wintrust. It's presenting sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. That's Tuesday, June 18th and Wednesday, June 19th. Lawrence is here. Transition is next. 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of five amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get to Old Navy's Best of Summer Sale now for the best summer styles at the best prices. Get $2 flip-flops, $4 tanks, $6 tees, and $8 dresses and shorts for the whole family. Summer styles are just $2, $4, $6, and $8. $2 flip-flops, $4 tanks, $6 tees, and $8 dresses and shorts. Can't wait to wear it? Buy online and pick up in-store for free. End soon at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/10 to 6/18. Excludes gift cards. Today only and two-day only deals. Store clearance, register lane items, and jewelry.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today.
and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com. If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about, benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Hall of Famer, 3-time All-Star, Cy Young winner, Fergie Jenkins in studio with Mac and Parkins on The Score. Hey, Fergie.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
How you feel about the DH going away in the National League, which is where everybody's wanting it to go?
They propose it every year, but the National League turns it down. Keep it in the American League.
You don't think it should be in the National League?
No, I think if the guys
work at it. You think it's fun watching Kyle Hendricks stand there and look scared for 3 pitches?
Well, he's got something to work on. When Lester came here, he didn't get a hit until he'd been at bat almost, the season was almost
over.
That's
true.
Right. And now he's turned into a much better hitter. So I think you have to work at it. I mean, there's so many different things. Base running, being able to bunt, and being able to put the ball in play. You know, when you spend 7-8 years in the American League, like Lester did, you don't go to the plate. So you've got to work at it.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Father's Day savings at the Home Depot means more meat on the grill for less money on the table. Right now, the exclusive Next Grill 5-Burner Gas Grill is only $169, a $199 value. With 5 burners for more even cooking and enough grilling area for 23 burgers at once, your inner chef is going to want to cook out. Today is the day for doing with the Next Grill 5-Burner Gas Grill, just $169, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's a Kawhi cactus.
Plant guy says it's a cactus.
That's it for the week. Enjoy your cactus. Our thanks to Brian Scalabrini, NBA insider for Radio.com Sports, to Jonah Carey and to Richard Deitch. Kevbo had the updates. Jay, Rick, Ray, and Brian Gurich all producing us and getting us on air. Big thanks to Mark Grody for sitting in for Dan Bernstein.
I'm going to say what you're supposed to say when you sit in for somebody on with somebody else's show. Hey, I had a great time. I really had a wonderful time. It was a lot of fun.
On Monday, we will talk with Joe Sheehan. We're moving him from Tuesday to Monday. We'll also talk with Ben Lindbergh. He is the author of The MVP Machine, along with Travis Sawchik, and it is a book that is completely reshaping the way people look at baseball. I'm thrilled to talk with Ben on Monday. Really looking forward to it. Transition brought to you by Anthony Buick GMC in Gurnee. Get summer savings on everything. Save over $6,100 on a new 19 GMC Acadia and save over $5,200 on a new 19 Buick Encore. Anthony Buick GMC in Gurnee. For offer details, visit anthonygurney.com. It's transition time. Lawrence Holmes is here. What's up, Lawrence?
What is going on, men?
You came in. You got all pumped up when I said you should go to the White Sox game tonight and watch Lucas Giolito against CeCe Sabathia.
Should. 500 has been the Rubicon that the White Sox don't seem to be able to cross, and they have an opportunity for it tonight. I was at the ballpark last night. I was at the ballpark Monday watching the White Sox, and there are a lot of Yankees fans that were in the house, which is like that's a usual thing.
Of course, it's travel.
I'm jacked. What makes me happy, and Connor, you've been watching this evolution of me throughout the baseball season. The fact that the White Sox are playing games that you're interested in.
Yep.
The fact that you had real heat and energy in the building last night, and I know that after they won, just my corresponding with people on Twitter. White Sox fans on Twitter. Like, this is exciting. And I know that we're still in this stretch of time where wins don't matter. Last night felt like a big win.
The way you win matters. When you win, the way you win matters. They made a one-run lead against the damn Yankees stand up without having their perfect closer available out of the bullpen.
Aaron Bummer.
Stuff matters. And, that stuff matters.
And you were down four runs early on in that game, and your young guys start to bring you back in the game. And the when Anderson hit the home run, man, the place went banana pants. And I am really enjoying White Sox baseball this year. Now, there are days where Ricky drives me crazy, but I went on a whole screed about Tim Anderson should bat second.
Yeah. You got him there?
I got him there.
Will you do me a favor?
Hashtag stick talk.
And spend an hour talking about how we all need to stop bunting. Can we do the stop bunting
thing? I did. That was immediately after the don't bat Tim Anderson seventh discussion. The next thing on the agenda was stop bunting.
I talked with Ricky about it, and I get it. I mean, he wants that weapon available to everybody in that lineup. And I guess from a macro view, I understand that, I guess, especially if the shift is going to be as prevalent and you get that space at third base, whatever. But every time Yoan Moncada gets the bunt sign and he bunts through or pulls back and goes 0-1, I'm thinking, how is this helping anything?
Correct. That's not a guy that you're going to ask. At least I don't think you should be asking to bunt at all. But I'm going to try. I'm not dwelling on any of the negatives today.
No, be fun. Let's be fun.
I am like just jacked up. Like, I'm just excited about the possibilities of even them getting to 500. And I was talking with some people last night. We were at the game, and I said, even the fact that they're flirting with 500, I wasn't expecting any of this. I wasn't expecting middle of the season, because that's about where we are now. We're about 40% through the season now, that the White Sox would even be flirting with 500, or be able to have White Sox fans talking about how many games back in the wild card they are. That's exciting. And the fact that you're getting production from Aloy and Anderson and Moncada before he hurt his back, that type of stuff, and Giolito, that you're now in the position that you wanted to be in, where you have a chance to get your ball club to 500 with one of the people that you expect to be on the roster when the team is quote unquote good. Tonight's the night. Here's your chance, Lucas. Let's see if all of the mental training and all that stuff, like, here it is. Here's finally you get a big moment to test Lucas Giolito tonight and put him on that stage against one of the better teams in baseball. And it's impossible to believe that they are, considering all the injuries that the Yankees have had. But here's your moment. South side, perfect weather, bunch of people in the ballpark. Let's get it.
You know, and it'll also, I think, for the sake of Lucas Giolito, it'll shut up the one thing that people go back to about, well, he's only pitched against the Royals and Cleveland, even though he had maybe his best performance of the entire year at Houston,
yep, right,
where he shut those guys down. But this is, again, it is the damn Yankees, so although he doesn't necessarily need this to become legitimate, I do feel like this one, there's extra importance because it is the Yankees and because people keep talking about how bad the division is.
If I said you got to have hope, mustn't sit around and mope, would anyone get that after? Because you had said, damn Yankee. Never mind.
Is it the band, the damn Yankees?
The musical.
The musical. There was the band, the damn Yankees, too.
Yes.
Nugent thing, right?
Yeah, Nugent. It was a super band. Something. Yeah.
I'm in a good space with the White Sox overall. And I looked at my notes this morning. Like, I was sitting at my desk, and I'm like, there's a lot to talk about. Like, I actually have something for every team today.
Oh yeah.
It's one of those days where you're like, oh, well, there's a lot of cool Cubs stuff to talk about, and there's some Bulls stuff that we just kind of ran into yesterday with Mark Schanowski that I wanted to bring back, and then David Montgomery signed, and then there's White Sox excitement. And I got a Blackhawks thing that I didn't even get to yesterday that I want to get to.
You're loaded for the weekend.
Yeah, man. I don't even drink caffeine, but I feel like I'm kind of on caffeine today because I'm just, I don't know. Sometimes you have shows where you're like super excited about just all the different things you can talk about. Sometimes you drill down on one subject matter, but I like the idea that I'm going to be able to kind of jump around House of Pain on a bunch of different other subjects today.
No, it's fun to do that kind of a show. I wish, you know, it's kind of the day where you wish you had 4 or 5 hours for every show, because that, as local and as important as these baseball series are, that NBA Finals last night was, and it's amazing, and it's also a potential paradigm shift. I mean, everything could change in the NBA after that game. It might be over as we know it. It's probably not, but it might be over as we've seen it the last 5 years.
Here's what's crazy about the NBA, gentlemen. I talked a little bit about this on LoHo Daily today on the podcast. There's no other league that we don't give ourselves an opportunity to celebrate the championship. Stanley Cup final happens. Blues win. We're like, man, that's great for the Blues.